This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to this Verizon Business Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about telecom networks and the rate of traffic that goes across them. Now, most telecom networks are standardized to carry traffic at 10 gigabits per second, or 10G as it's referred to. Now, just to define that, a gigabit per second is a unit of measurement which tells us how many bits, like those zeros and ones of information, are transferred per second between pieces of equipment in a network. Now, as customers use applications like video on demand or file sharing or, for example, online trading that require more and more bandwidth, telecom companies are moving up the bandwidth food chain to 40 gigabits per second, and even, as Verizon recently announced, 100 gigabits per second. Now, to clarify some of this and tell us what's happening currently on the Verizon network is Glenn Welbrock, who's the Director of Backbone Network Technology for Verizon. Glenn, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, tell me a little bit. Verizon Business announced the deployment of 40 gigabits per second on selected network routes. Can you provide some more details on that and also on the general Verizon Business plan in this area?
Sure thing. We did turn up a couple of high-capacity routes, say between New York and D.C. and D.C. to Chicago, in order to meet the capacity demands of current customer requirements. But also, you know, going forward, what we'll do is extrapolate that out to smaller routes or less needed routes so that we can upgrade those data rates and meet future customer demands as they become available.
Now, we're already talking the fast lane here, but now Verizon has also recently conducted a successful trial of 100 gigabits per second. Can you talk about the results there?
It went extremely well. What we were able to do is take an existing route at 10 gigabits conventional transport layer, as you explained earlier, and take one of those wavelengths and upgrade it to 100 gigabits, 10 times faster and twice as fast as the 40 gigabit that we're using in service today. And we were also able to run live Fios video traffic over the top of it so that we could demonstrate the quality and that signal was not impacting the existing 10 gigabit channels, nor was the existing 10 gig channels impacting the new 100 gigabit channel that we had turned up for the trial.
So why is 40 gigabit per second and 100 gigabit per second important to Verizon Business customers? Maybe you can give some examples.
Yeah, primarily scalability. I mean, as the financial markets, medical industry, government customers, as they need additional capacity, we want to have those pipes available in the network. You know, if we had to go up and turn up new 10G pipes every time we had a new customer demand, that would delay the service entry or the service delivery. What we want to do is have those big pipes available and the equipment available in the network and simplify those network connections so that when the customers come to us, they know that we'll have the capacity that they need.
So, Glenn, that the industry is now just getting some traction with 40 gigabits per second, and Verizon is talking about 100 gigabits per second. Maybe you can talk about some of the drivers behind moving towards the deployment of 100 gigabits per second in the Verizon Business Network.
Again, when that becomes available, it's scalability. I mean, there's always inherent benefits of having a larger pipe. And what we want to do is simplify the network infrastructure, the network design, such that we've got fewer boxes connected with larger pipes. And what that equals to customers is better service, faster service, and at the end of the day, a much better customer experience.
If our listeners would like to find out a little bit more about this 40 gigabit per second and 100 gigabit per second deployments, can you give us a website to go to?
You bet. The best place would be www.verizonbusiness.com.
I've been speaking today with Glenn Welbrock, who's the Director of Backbone Network Technology for Verizon. Glenn, it's been great having you on the podcast today.
Thank you, Michael.